says Zachary Weiss, ESPN Gainesville. I'm here with Cornelius Ingram. Coach, I want to ask you about some of the guys on your team. You look at Chaz Mackey, Anthony Morgan, Kylan Bryant, the seniors you have. What's your message to those guys specifically? What can you say about them as they depart from your program?
They'll continue to play college football. They'll end up becoming great fathers in the future. They're just great human beings all around. So it was actually easy to coach them, man. You know, kids who never talked back, who's always on time, doing things the right way on and off the field, especially those names you just mentioned, along with some of the other seniors as well. But it's been a joy, man, coaching them. It's been a joy coaching them. I think that's what hurt me the most because, you know, it would be my last time coaching them. And I just wish we would have been on the other end in the winning column. But, you know, that's life. That's life. The guys who are returning, they'll have an opportunity to build their legacy. Those guys who graduated, they've helped change Hawthorne High School football. This program is headed in the right direction. I know I'm emotional right now, but I'm definitely excited about what lies ahead in the future because I have some great players and great coaches on staff. We're going to get it done. We're going to get it done. Should have been tonight, but we're going to get it done. And I'm just still, you know, regardless of the outcome of tonight, I'm just proud to be the head football coach here.
And then you look at guys like Tyler Jefferson, Brian James, critical pieces to this team, to say the least.
Yep.
They're juniors. They'll be returning.
Yep.
What can you say about those two, their impact this season, and what your look ahead is for those guys next year?
You know, they were special all year. You know, those guys are special all year. You know, especially Brian James, he ended up turning over a new leaf right at the beginning of the year. He ran the ball extremely hard. And to be honest, at one point in time, right at the end of the season, he was probably playing the best football out of anybody on our entire team. He was doing the little things, staying out to practice, helping in the pass game with protection, with some great key blocks. He's been special all year, man. So we'll get it together, man. It's all coming together. I really do believe that deep down inside. And I know as long as we continue to get better every single day, our opportunity will present itself again. And we just got to be ready. We got to be ready to kick the door in. Should have been tonight. I think this key bad snap right there at the end that we haven't had all year. And it happens. You know, it happens in football. And we're definitely not blaming that one play because we had some key drops early on. We had some bad reads in the passing game. And then we also had some bad reads by the backs when we were running the ball. So everybody played a part in this. I put the total blame on me. You know, I just know that we can be better and we could have been better tonight.